Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, everybody out there. It's so great to be here another week, and I'm so looking forward to this show. We are going to have an interesting show, and this week we're going to be geared more towards the real estate agents and brokers rather than the general audience as well. And, so we're getting into that time of year where, depending on where you are, it's a little cold and some places are still warm. I happen to be on the East Coast this week, and our guest is in New Orleans. So this is one thing I love about being able to do the show like this. We can be everywhere and anywhere. If you want to call in, for those of you that you could call in, is 347-945-5428. 347-945-5428. You can email us at radio@realtyuniversal.com. And for those of you listening later, I tell you, don't miss today's show, because you can download at a later date if you're not able to attend. Our guest today is Wes McKibben. He's a seasoned veteran in the real estate industry for 30-plus years, and as an FHA underwriter, now he's an entrepreneur in the real estate education sector and owns the Home Buyers Corner, a network of professionals on a social media platform consisting of real estate agents, brokers, mortgage lenders, and general contractors, and is developing a nationwide Google Plus community for the same. He's cracked the code, basically. Organic placement in weeks, not years. This was easier to do years ago when no one was really on the internet. You know, when the public first started using the internet, it took quite a long time before it ramped up to where it is today. Now it's so inundating, but when it was less traveled, today it's much more difficult to get placement, and people are paying a lot of money to do that. But today you're going to find out how you can jump on the bandwagon and have a lot of fun. So without further delay, I'd like to welcome Wes McKibben. Hey there.
Hi, Natalie. Thank you for letting me attend today.
Oh, we're privileged to have you on. This is going to go by pretty fast. I have a feeling we're not even going to get into commercial breaks, but we may. You're in New Orleans, right?
I'm in New Orleans. We're down here on the Gulf Coast. The weather is beautiful. It was cold a few days ago, but the sun broke back out today, and I guess we're having about 74-degree weather these days, which is just perfect. Fall's great down here.
Oh, wow. Wonderful. It's I was down there for they had the real estate convention last year in November.
Right.
Yeah.
You can have good weather all the way through December easily and down here on the Gulf. It's just a really nice place to be.
And then you get, even with, I noticed after Katrina, there's still, a lot of it seems to be built up and redone. There's just still some other areas that are.
It's been 10 years since Katrina hit. And we've come back a lot. Our population is about at the pre-Katrina rate. There's still a lot of services that are needed down here. Medical doctors are hard to find, it seems. You know, there's a lot of the professionals left this part of the country. And just, you know, since we've just gotten back to our population levels, there's that shortage of needed services. But anyways, that's just the, there's still a lot of good things going on the coast.
Wow, that's fantastic. It's such a neat town. It has such wonderful history. I'm a fan of blues. I love blues. And I know it seems like you have so much, there's so much art and entertainment down there, music and a lot of history.
It is, it's unusual. Louisiana has become a very popular, the movie industry is really big here. It's a big employer. And there's a lot of production going on in the state. So, you wouldn't think about that in this part of the country. But
or was it just since Katrina? Has it always been that way?
No, it's, the state is just diversifying into different areas, and the movie industry, maybe it's because of the topography that we have down here, it has a lot of beautiful scenery and have the background that they can produce a lot. We have a lot of young people moving into New Orleans. It's becoming one of those places like just an oasis of a lot of younger, it's affordable compared to other larger metropolitan areas. There's a lot of artists, there's a lot of young people, a lot of different types of people moving into the city, and it's just, really becoming diversified as it redevelops. Yes, it's a great city.
And people,
it really is.
People aren't really worried about the levees anymore. I think they're just not, they're pretty comfortable, huh?
Well, I mean, the engineers have rebuilt them, and we would have all liked to have seen them back to the Category 5 hurricane levels, but I think they rebuilt them back to 3.
Why? Sounds like a dumb question, maybe, but why?
There's a lot of cost involved when you build those, you'd have people in Congress about that. They're the ones.
No, I agree.
The federal program. Yeah, it is. But hopefully they're in good shape, and hopefully we won't have to deal with the Katrina. But I'm afraid, it's probably something that everybody's going to have to be facing on the coast.
You have been an FHA underwriter for years, and you know this business like the back of your hand. Do you? Just a question has popped up, and I'm like, can people still get insurance in those low-lying areas right now for their homes?
Well, they can. The cost of insurance has really gone up in a lot of areas. Even Florida is, Florida, and of course we're having the same issue, and even all on the East Coast now. I mean, New York had that. Sandy Hook had flooding
right
up in there. So, you have that all along the coastlines, and premiums are higher. The cost of living definitely has gone up. It's still more affordable than a lot of places around the country, but it's not.
Not what?
And in the low-lying, we have large populations. You have to, in low-lying areas. Louisiana in itself is a low-lying area. So, with that large population, that the insurers, they have to provide the insurance, but it's not cheap. I'll say that.
We've got a lot of real estate agents and brokers who will be listening to this, too, so we can throw in another. Well, FEMA, I know you can go to FEMA.org and see if the property's in the flood area or not. And
right.
I know in October, I think it was October 2013 or 14. I think it was 13. I have to double check. They changed, they're changing the boundaries and the rates went up a lot, and they had people grandfathered in. If they had owned their property and never had a lapse, they could keep the older rates. So I know things have changed drastically. So, and I mean, years ago it did happen in Florida pretty quickly when they had all the huge storms too.
I knew a lot of friends. They would, they had second homes down in over in Florida and Panama City, their condo house payments weren't that much, but it was the HOA dues that were killing them. $1,500 a month, for HOA dues.
But that why that high?
$1,100 of it was flood insurance.
They were including it to make sure they were making it mandatory to make sure people were paying.
Right.
I get it, because. And we have really high fees and condo fees in Hawaii, but that's a different. That'll cover flood insurance. Yeah, really. So they made it mandatory to cover flood. because people weren't getting it,
know.
Or they were just wow.
I just know that a lot of people were having they said, you know, you can. Well, a friend of mine had a second home, and his kids said, "Oh, we'd sure like to have that." And he said, "Son, you can't afford it." And it wasn't because of the house payment, the mortgage payment. It was because of the flood insurance.
Oh my God!
Yeah, and yeah, and, I mean, and if you think about it, it doesn't. You know, it's not unreasonable if you're wanting to live on the barrier islands. You know, you're gonna have to pay a little bit more than the rest of it. Right. That's just, you know, the pleasure of living on places that
you know. And you being in the business for so long and knowing how it works and how the politics works, and just now, I mean, it was the first I heard that, you know, the levees are only built to a 3,
uh-huh.
which after what happened, I would think definitely a 4 or 5, at least a 4.
Yeah.
So in that situation, we won't get into politics around, but I mean, there was a big mess with FEMA and coming in and all. Do you think now that it's been cleared up to where when people pay these exorbitant amounts that really will rebuild? It just kind of seems.
Are you talking about specifically to New Orleans? I mean, that
yeah,
what's
New Orleans. New Orleans. Yeah.
Okay. New Orleans is a city. She's coming back. She's come back. The downtown is a great place to come and visit. There are still very large areas that are in desperate need of redevelopment. But we're a large city. We're, you know, it's 600,000 people down here, and it's spread out over this marshland. And when the Katrina came in there, you know, there were 25-foot waves from the ocean, and that hit and that devastated and that caused damage. A lot of places were wiped out. A lot of places were damaged heavily, and those neighborhoods are. Unfortunately, there's a lot of politics behind all that. But that's
right.
With any big city. That's what a big city is.
That's true.
It will work itself out. And there's great opportunity. I mean, you know, the city's alive, though. She's vibrant, and it's coming to life. And all that needs, it's got to be redeveloped, and it will be. You know, but it's a big undertaking. Thank God, you know, and it's been 10 years, but we've, you know, like I said, there's still a lot of areas. I hope, you know, if it happens to us again, I would hope that FEMA would be the agency that
right.
Yeah, that's all you can say.
No, that's a good point. That's it. You'd hope that everything they learned from the mistakes that were made and everything's been checked out and shored up.
It's a learning process every time. I think it's going to be more frequent than what we realize in the coming years.
Yeah, it always amazes me, like in Malibu, you know, they have the fires constantly, but people keep rebuilding.
Right, year-round.
And they keep doing it, you know, they do it, yeah. Yeah, so,
yeah.
Wow, well, you are amazing in your background, and it's funny how what we do and what our gifts are tend to, especially as entrepreneurs, come out in us, and you are just, what you're doing with social marketing, it's amazing. What you're doing right now with the Google and social, getting organic placement and everything, was it something you thought about for a long time that once you start, the internet was going, or tell us how you kind of got into looking at it, because you have a real you've cracked the code is what I want to say. I know it's been a lot of work, and when I was first announcing you, I said a couple weeks. I mean, for someone that after you've done the work, it could be a couple weeks, but you definitely did a lot of work.
Well, we did. You know, I've been blogging for years. It's something. So when it first started coming out, I've always been a part of it in some form, and it's evolved over the years. Actually, you know, Katrina had a lot to do. And I know it does. People think, oh, you know, wow, you're really getting noticed fast. And it's like, well, it had, you know, I just thought Katrina's, it's our 10th anniversary, and that's what started me to creating a blog. And I, way back when, I actually, after Katrina hit, I had started a real estate group. I actually just started a group on LinkedIn, and we were trying to figure out ways to help the residents of New Orleans and the larger Gulf Coast, talking to people in a platform where you could reach out to a lot. What was that?
It's been 10 years already? Oh, my gosh. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Like, I can't believe it's been 10 years.
Yeah,
wow.
We just had our 10-year anniversary. So anyway, you know, we had a little group down there, and then I started talking to blog posts over in LinkedIn group about opportunities, ways to get houses rebuilt. I mean, we had a lot of things going on down here. and there were a lot of government programs that were available, but the message wasn't getting out. So we, you know, everybody was trying to do what they could and say things. And I found this platform and said, okay, here's the group. We'll just start posting in here. A lot of real estate agents over time started coming into the group, and we started all sharing everything, and it got real popular. And we've always kind of kept that as our group here in New Orleans. There's about 3,000 of us that just kind of hang out in there. And it's not a chat room. It's a group. We just kind of share relevant information that's important. And we've just – everybody's been in LinkedIn for a long time. But anyways, and it grew. And over time, I guess maybe 5 years had passed by, but I ended up doing ghostwriting for a lot of the large nationwide lenders. I can't mention their names, but
right.
You know, and I just ghostwrote for them, wrote articles stuff like everybody's been doing for years in journalism or whatever. And then I started creating blogs for them, managing their corporate blogs, and I learned an awful lot during that process.
Wow.
And about 3 years ago, I realized I had to make a decision. Like, okay, am I going to keep on going down this path, or I'm going to take this and implement it, because I knew Google Plus was coming around. And LinkedIn is a great group, and Facebook is a great group, a great place to communicate, but there are limitations there. Home buyer, for example, if, you know, Betty Jo, it's her lunch break, and she's going to, you know, she's looking through the internet, she wants to find a house, she's renting. She's taking some of her lunch break and she's looking online. And the first thing she's going to do is go to Homes for Sale. She's not going to go to LinkedIn, okay?
Right.
The chances of we're all in Facebook, but, you know, and I'm in there. And I have another group over there. I have about 2,600 realtors over there. And they share their listings with us, and that's great. And I'm very popular with home buyers. Over the years, I've accumulated about 100,000 people who follow my blog. And so through all those different platforms, I have a very large conversation, but it's still national. And Facebook is great, but the only people that are seeing you are your listings or your family and friends. If you're in the group, you can share in my Facebook group, and chances are that more home buyers will see your listing, because they're going to see it because I have a lot of home buyers. But even that Facebook group, it's more popular in the lower Midwest southern states, where most of my agents are posting at, or real estate agents that are in the group are sharing their listings and stuff. And that still didn't quite make, you know, any, you know, it's like, okay, well, you know, like the old saying and everything, real estate is local. So
global, but you're local. You're right. It is. It really is.
It is. And so Google Plus was coming about, and it's like, that's the platform, because I have a great blog. I really like it. I enjoy what I'm doing here. We're helping educate home buyers. And we do a lot of different things with the blog. What I basically do is I like 30 years of underwriting, and it was mostly in the wholesale underwriting. So I spoke to a lot of different people, a lot of different broker offices and correspondent lenders, and went around, did some training and things. So what we did, what I've done is I've taken this blog, and I'm just, instead of talking to the correspondent lender in the hopes that they'll talk to the realtor and hopes that the realtor will talk to the home buyer, I'm just using my blog to reach directly to that home buyer. And I'm sharing with them with information that they need to know. Same things that we did when Katrina hit. Right? But we're not in a hazardous situation, but there's still a lot of things home buyers need to know. And I'm just teaching them about the different financing tools. But we're also going in and localizing our blog. And what I do is, for example, you're out in Honolulu. I have like 11 communities on Oahu. And I've created these real estate communities where I'm showcasing my blog. And then we're going to be adding in the real estate agents within our network and a mortgage lender and some general contractors. And they're going to be the individuals on Oahu that I'm going to be pointing to because I'm building a large home buyer network on Oahu. And I'm over here in New Orleans, and so I really can't help anybody out. But what I can do is point to these individuals. And these are going to be people that are part of our network and just enjoy, you know, helping home buyers and creating the American dream. And it's going to work really well. And I do a lot of talking. A lot of people want to blog, but it's difficult. Mm-hmm. We're all real busy. We all have 14-hour day lives. So to sit down and do the research and find out about what's happening in the community and what's going on and the different offers, and then putting that together in a script and throwing that out in the world, that takes a lot of effort, you know. So what we're doing is I'm doing a lot. I get to know the people in my community, the real estate agents mm-hmm. that are in there, mm-hmm. and the mortgage lender and the people. And I don't really have to be intrusive. I just look at you. You're part of my network. I'm following you around like I do other people. I kind of learn about what your niches are, what you like to do is in your profession. And then I have a lot of this content that I can customize it and put it. I'm trying to create conversations within the communities in our blog and putting them on Google Plus. So home buyers enjoy the read. That's how you do all that, you know, to make it something, because you want your audience to be engaged.
You know, and all home buyers are sellers. All usually buyers are sellers, and vice versa.
Right. Oh, and it all works. You're talking everybody, and we're all the same. We put on different hats. So I have a lot of home seller conversations that I want to engage with. And what I do is I just try to tie it all together with the financing and the neighborhood you know, what your neighbors are all about and what's going on. And, you know, in Oahu, we're going to be creating some themes. I'm just doing one now for my client in Memphis. We're creating a theme kind of that's going to go online, and it's going to spread out through – it's already spreading out throughout Memphis, the West Tennessee. There's a lake, Pickwick Lake, very popular for the people of Memphis and to go for the weekends and everything. So we're going to gather her and some of the local real estate agents around Lake Pickwick and some home builders, and we're starting this conversation on the blog, and we're showcasing them in the Google Plus communities, and we're getting those conversations to page one of Google search. And it's just talking about second homes.
You just mentioned page one of Google search. For people listening, we've used Google AdWords before, and years ago, I mean, it wasn't as expensive. Now it's very, very expensive. I mean, you might pay, you know, $1, $2 a click and more, $5. And then maybe be on the first, second, third, it's basically sponsored and then get taken off because unless you want to spend exorbitant amounts of money. So you're able to do this and get it organic, right? And it's just
Everything I do is organic. As I said, I have a lot of these various different communities on the internet. And we're all talking. We're real people. Wants us to do. We're doing everything. We're doing everything the right way. How do you say it? Google is
a
big company, and it's a database company. Okay, that's what Google is. But Google doesn't know everything. For example, it doesn't know what a geothermal scientist does and whether he's good at what he does or not, okay? But Google does know there's a geothermal scientist, and they also know there's a real estate agent, okay? But they don't know what a real estate agent does. And so Google ranks things. It has a thing, it's artificial intelligence, and mm-hmm. it rates you online, everything that you're doing. Google's gone through a big process of blog authentication when it rolls out at Google Plus. And there's a lot of geeky stuff that I don't need to go into, but anyway, so they gathered all this stuff and of course everybody G Pluses things, like on Facebook that you like a page. And they look at, for example, for myself, I do a lot of posting, and a lot of real estate agents, my G Plus my pages, And so Google is looking at that saying, okay, these professionals are liking what this guy is saying. Okay. So that gives me incredible SEO power. That's where you're
at. Wow.
Okay. Because Google is sitting there saying, yeah, well, I don't know this, but these other professionals obviously do, and they're liking what this gentleman's saying. So, you know, this is a highly ranked, this is good data, and we're going to push that up. And over the years, over 4 or 5 years, I've been building out this network. I have like 2,500 cities that I've built out. They're not, you may not see them on page one because I haven't gone in there and customized them. I don't have any,
right,
I don't have clients in those. I haven't gotten to Arden Arcade, California yet. But
wow.
I'm in Honolulu and I'm popping up there. It's because what we're doing is we're building out. I built out, I think I wrote about 300,000 words on Oahu Real Estate over a 6-month period of time. And that's organic.
Really?
I mean, there's a lot of work to becoming organic, okay? A lot of people, yeah?
God. No, go ahead. I was just saying, I was able to look at some of what you're doing on Oahu, and you're first place in many different, under many different keywords that are quite popular.
And you've got, you know, the ultimate keyword, of course, is like homes for sale. But to get to homes for sale organically, you have to talk about everything else. You know, you have to talk about HUD homes and affordable homes and condominiums. And that's great. I love real estate. So, I don't mind blogging about all that. And all that goes ultimately for homes for sale. And that's where we're reaching for as the flagship, because that's where the conversation begins. I think in Oahu, we've captured like first place on homes for sale in a lot of the neighborhoods. We haven't gotten to the cities yet, but we'll be there soon. But on the mortgage side, we're already on page one for, like, you know, the cities for mortgage lenders. And soon we'll be – but that's been the fun process about Oahu, is learning about, you know, your affordable housing issues that you guys have out there. That's huge.
Right. That's huge.
That's
very
huge.
That's huge. Yeah, it is.
Donald Trump says that's huge. And it's something that I'm going to be blogging about a lot over the next year, or maybe several, until you guys solve that problem that you're having.
I love it. How do people reach you, though? Because I know, is it through the Facebook or the website or the 203network.org? I'm looking at which.
You know what? There's actually several ways to reach out to me. I do have a phone. It's not something that I use an awful lot, but I do have a business phone. It is. I'll give it out to you. Anybody who's interested, it's 615. I can't remember the.
I'm laughing. I'm going to look real quick. I'm laughing because I know you don't use your phone that much. Just in the time that
I'm just
laughing because me, I'd rather get the phone real quick, you know.
Right. Well, you know, everybody reaches me through social media. That's the platform I'm in. But that's the best way to get a hold of me. Just to connect with me on Facebook or Google Plus or LinkedIn or anywhere you like to be online.
I looked up your number 6-1. I know you probably, but the best way, the quickest way is going to be the other, but your phone number is what? 615-844-4085.
615-844-4085.
And that's because, you know me, it's quick for me to pick up the phone, but I love it. So then Facebook that's great. And what's the 203knetwork.org. I know you do a lot of blogging about the FHA loans as well, right? And 203K and
Sure, those are great. You know what? We have a lot of houses and a lot of our homes. Well, you know, there's so much to talk about in real estate today. You know, a lot of our houses were built back in the 1990s. That's making 15 and 20 years old. A lot of them haven't been updated. We have this huge generational gap where there's a lot of people that are still renting and you know, they're coming into their 30s and they need to start buying houses. They don't have a clue how to do that. And I'm using things like the FHA and USDA, and I'm just educating them. What I do a lot of is is talk about neighborhoods and you know, first-time buyer neighborhoods and different types of financing that's great for them. I also talk about the big, you know, Diamond Head and you know, slow loans and just try to – what I do is in my blog and in the communities is I gather like a neighborhood and, you know, the average – the housing stock for the area and then put together some things that were relevant that a home buyer would need to know. You know, can I, where do I buy a home? Do I buy a home in Diamond Head or do I, you know, what can I afford? You can go through, and it's on page, it's getting to page one. It is on page one. That's key. It's, you know, a lot of us can write a lot of great information. Unfortunately, if it's not on page one, your campaign just doesn't get the notice that it should. So, you know, I've enjoyed blogging, but for me, it's like if I can't get to page one, then it's just not worth me doing it. So I've accomplished that. And, you know, within the communities, there'll be the members, of course, that I'll be pointing to. And when I say pointing, I mean backlinking to them, backlinking to their listing page, backlinking to the loan lender's online application page. So I can give the home buyer, you know, this is what we're talking about. This is what's in our neighborhood. This is how you can achieve, you can own these homes. And these are individuals who are creating teams. Okay. These are the individuals that you know, we'd recommend that you speak with if this topic is interesting to you. And I have lots of different topics going on in the blog, and it's all real estate related. And again, I'm here in New Orleans. I want to help these people to get homes. I don't think anybody should be renting.
So it's excellent education that you're giving. You're giving the people a lot of good information. And and then it's tying in. So if an agent or broker, so I see you have lenders on there as well, right? So how does the if they contact you, and how does the process work? Agents are going to come to you directly. Lenders going to come to you.
Well, you know what? Again, and our network, we're organic, and everything, it's unique. We're lucky, fortunately, we don't have that corporate, you know, rules and regulations on me. Oahu turned out to be a place where I created 11 different communities based on population density and how we could best serve, to page one, and two, how to reach the right type of home buyers. You know, every neighborhood's unique. And people like to live in different parts and have different interests. You know, for me, I'm not interested in living in the suburbs. Okay, I like the urban living. So, you know, if you start talking about the suburbs about me, as a consumer, I'm not going to be interested. But if you start talking about condos and living downtown, I'm going to probably read that. I've customized it to be very local. It's talking about the different programs that are available, financing programs that are available for, you know, USDA isn't going to work in downtown Honolulu, but it's going to work out in Western Oahu. So, you know, we make the conversations appropriate to the geographical area.
We're really doing the geo marketing. Yeah.
Yeah. We're out there sharing the information with the world. We're actually doing all the right things. We're actually using our content and engaging a much larger audience through the social media. And then that brings gives that conversation a lot of credibility. And that's what moves it to page one. So it's a long winding road to get to page one. But it's a fun road because you pick up a lot of people on the way and you have a lot of conversations and you learn an awful lot of stuff. Now, what we're doing in Oahu is we're working with this company, a local publisher that does those paper publishings that you can pick up, the circulars that you can pick up for free. It's called the Real Estate Book of Honolulu. And their agents, they've got quite a few agents to advertise with them, and they're going to be part of our community. And we're looking right now for like lenders. Preferably local lenders, definitely have to be licensed on Oahu that want to host our real estate communities. And we're going to give them exclusive, you know, you're in here and you and your loan officers are going to be able to engage with us on our real estate community, as will general contractors and realtors, because we're a community. There's a bunch of us talking about, you know, the properties that the real estate agents are going to be listing. It's free to the realtors, for the real estate agents. The lenders hopefully will be funding the project. I have another client in Memphis, and we were able to do it a little bit differently for her.
Is she client a lender or an agent? Pretty much the client.
She's a lender. In a lot of ways, we're doing it the same. It's with Movement Mortgage. And what we're doing with her is she has a Movement Mortgage branch office in Memphis, simply because of the geography, of the location. We were able to use only one community, for Memphis, mm-hmm. and spread it out through all of West Tennessee and Northwest Mississippi. And we're about to create another one for them that will probably cover the rest of the state. Google, you know, you have your Google Plus communities and you have a certain amount of space that you have to work in. So to us, you know, space is basically a city or an area. And anyways, we were able to build out for her, and what she's doing is she's our hosting lender, and we've built a fan page for her, a Google Plus fan page, where we're sharing a lot of hers and our content, and we're building up her local network, and we've just been doing this for a month. I did one for Stephen in Oahu with the real estate book, and mm-hmm. he's gotten almost 3,000 likes in the past. He's getting about 700 pluses a month, okay? That's incredible SEO, because that's homebuyers reading him. Okay, they're reading that, and that's driving him to page one. And it's part of our network, and we're doing that for Wendy. And lo and behold, same thing's happening for Wendy. So we've tried it twice. It's working well. We'll continue this. And we're building the communities out. We have her real estate agents. Wendy, we do have a fee for, a monthly fee, mm-hmm. but it's mm-hmm. very small. Generally, we're just charging people like $99 a month. Most of the time, the lenders are paying for the real estate agent fees, so it's free for the real estate agent. Okay. And it's a closed network. It's a closed network that is opened up on Google search. Okay.
But how would it, if you're, I love it because people would be paying so many dollars just for a hit. Yeah, and on Google, their competitors can start clicking those things, too, and then take your campaign, use your campaign money up very quickly, right? Because there's not really a way to protect anybody from people clicking.
Because we're brand new and we're something different, and we're what Google wanted this to be. It took a very long time. There was a bunch of us competing for this, and Google, I'm the first blog that has brought in any Google Plus community outside of Google Plus onto Google search.
Congratulations.
And in years from now, or maybe months, but I think years, you'll start seeing Google Plus where, like, for cars and furniture and homes and real estate. But I'm the first to bring it out within our industry, and I haven't seen it yet in anything else. But it's what Google is to do. Google wants to integrate its social media onto Google search. And it's the perfect Google.
Go ahead.
But no, you go ahead.
I just want to because a lot of agents and brokers will be listening. Somebody's an agent or broker and they want to be able to be up there on the first page, in the first area.
Right.
Is it going to be they're going to be involved more because they're in the blogs and their companies are mentioned, or is it they're actually company going to be listed on the first page of Google?
Okay, well, for us, what we're doing is when I come into an area like Memphis or anywhere, someplace in California, wherever you're at, I'll go out and I'll build out the community. That's a lot of research on my side. I do a lot of, I find out a lot about what's going on, the topography there, the population, what are the people like. I spent 30 years underwriting, so I'm nationally.
Amazing.
So I know the neighborhood across America. So a lot of that work is already done, but I know how to zero in and just start mm-hmm. writing about, Coachella Valley, California. Boom, blow it out. Where it starts showing up on Google search. That happens pretty fast. Generally within about 60 days, I can start getting noticed in some lower keywords or sub keywords. And it does take a few months to basically what I'm trying to do is control about the first five to eight links of page one on Google search.
But now with that, but when they look at that, is it going to be the real estate company or is it going to be the lender or is it just going to be,
it's my network. It's the home buyer's
corner. Okay. So the home buyer's corner. And then because you're part of the network as an agent or broker, if it's under a lender that like, who's going to get the leads? I'm just wondering how they, people are going to see them right away. So they're going to get the leads, right?
What they'll do is they'll see a series of different links. They'll see my communities, which where the real estate agents can share their blogs. They can share their real estate listings. Then there's going to be a series of links after that are going to be my blog. And my blog, and I'm going to customize my blog pages, or I already am starting to, with that real estate agent or that lender or whoever wants that topic. Okay. And it's going to backlink to your website, to your listing page. And because you're my local endorsed provider.
Right. No, it's wonderful.
You're the guy, you're the person I'm talking to home buyers. And if I'm talking to them, then I need to have somebody to point to say, okay, if this is a subject that meets your needs, these are the people you need to talk to about it because they know best about this. And everybody has their niche. That's kind of some of the stuff to do. When you come into my network, I'll start seeing that niche, your niche, and we'll start building on that. And that's what gets you on page one. That's what organic blogging is all about.
It's so hard to do these days with the way the Google changed.
Everybody's busy. We already have 14-hour day jobs. And to take this all in addition to doing all that, it can be, it's pretty daunting. It wasn't meant to be this daunting. Years ago, all of us were supposed to be able to do this, and we used to could, but then the big giants came in and sucked up so much SEO that it's really hard for the small guy to get noticed on page one. Without paying a lot of money to Zillow, or at best, what they're relegated to are some really great places. But they have to, the groups on Facebook and the groups on LinkedIn. There's a lot of people out there that are sharing some really great information that homebuyers need to know. The problem is that homebuyers aren't seeing it on LinkedIn groups because they're not going there. If we're getting our Google Plus communities to page one for local, for like real estate brokers and homes for sale and Fannie Mae real estate and HUD homes for sale and condominiums and a lot of lender financing keywords and stuff, where home buyers click when the first thing that shows up for them is that Google Plus community. And within that community, if you're a member, you can just start sharing. You can start sharing your content, and it's right there for consumption for home buyers. And again, we're going to have a lot of my blog pages where they're going to be customized for the client for our network members, and it's going to point to them. So it's pretty great.
I love it. They can share their listings and comments, right? And then add links
Right. We've got it closed in where not everybody can join. It is by invitation only. That keeps all the spam out, keeps them nice and clean. Again, they're not really what I'm finding that people are enjoying doing mostly is the communities or like staging locations online, and it's great to share in there. But everybody needs to have a Google Plus page because people like to then comment and talk with you directly on your Google Plus page. They may not say something in the community, but lo and behold, they'll come up and start talking to you or engaging you online, when I say talking, through your Google Plus page that they won't do on the community. And that's just the nature of how people like to engage you. You have to be available where they are. But those are real simple to do, and we create Well, you know, it's all part of the social media network. I'm not trying to
do it
for everybody in the world or everybody in the country. I just want to create, you know, we're hoping that this basically, I'm expecting, you know, 100 agents in a community, depending on its size. There's one lender, you know, and the very best, hopefully the very best of us that will be in there engaging homebuyers. Because we're going, you know, we're just trying to teach people. A lot of people who are wanting to buy homes have never bought a home. Yeah, first time home buyers. There's going to be a lot of them that are going to be coming around. They're overdue.
The younger generation are definitely overdue. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, they are. They need to come in and start buying houses. And I spend a lot of time blogging to those individuals, explaining to them about home ownership. And anywhere from how to financing a home, where to find a house, to how to figure out what a circuit breaker is all about. Okay?
you just get into the nitty gritty, like the home inspector. Yeah. Yeah, it is important.
But this has been 5 years of dedicating to just, you know, a lot of good information. Because, you know, circuit breakers have been around for a long time, so luckily when I write about circuit breakers, I don't have to update that too often.
Yeah. I love it. This is just fantastic, and I can see it just really, really, you know, people on the internet love communities. Google, for anybody listening, if you have never used Google AdWords, go check it out and see how expensive it gets, and it's very expensive. You know, there was a time when you could get your words for, I remember, I won't say the amounts, it was really cheap to even get for sale by owner. This was years back, and not now, you know. What you're doing is just so amazing. You took in the hour,
It's fun that Google is, it's very user friendly. A lot of people say, oh, I don't want to start another social media network, but there's so many reasons to get involved with Google Plus, because it's Facebook on steroids. It is designed, there are so many of us on Facebook that are posting and sharing our real estate listings. But again, that's a very limited audience. And what what Google Plus has done is you have within Google all these like Hangouts and all these other different features that are designed for business. And once you get in there and realize, I mean, all you really have to do to be part of my network is to be noticed. It's like, hey, share your listings. If you get a listing, you know, be sure to upload pictures for us. We want to look at it. But for business, when you're in Google Plus for a while and you're looking at it, you'll notice even the email, right down to the email, you can use it. They've built all these tools out that are so useful.
Wow.
You can create Hangouts with, I don't know, you know what, when real estate agents are wanting to talk with each other, you know, from across town, sometimes just that face-to-face contact. Maybe some people may not like Hangouts. All that's part of Google Plus.
Wow.
And, you know, it's got a stock
Google really
sharing
has
function.
It.
So, right. So, you know what? I definitely can see in years to come where these phones are just, you know, it's going to totally go into the computer because you're already able to communicate through there. You've got visual. You can share documents. You've got your marketing all on here on Google Plus. And it all goes over to Google Search. This is going to be a major SEO, you know, look at for Google because this is where the professionals are going. And again, Google doesn't know. It knows industries, but it doesn't know how those industries work. And it's used that Google Plus feature to then determine out of all this content that the whole world is sharing, these are really getting a lot of G pluses and these conversations with these groups of people are important, and we need to move that to page one.
Absolutely.
And you do that through community. And what we're doing is we're creating a very powerful conversation that we're getting a lot of likes on that are driving us to page one. And that's how the best is going to show up. Yeah, it's a closed community. But it, you know, just simply to keep it clean and fresh. Love it, love it.
So we could talk right into our members and affiliates, kind of go through, work up something with that too. Love it. Yeah, it's amazing what you've done, and you've done it, and it's right there, and such good content. It's funny how a lot of the content, it becomes community specific, but then there's a lot of generalization. Like for example, what you mentioned about circuit breakers and certain things that are going to national, you know, the loans that go on in all 50 states are going to be pretty similar. You know, when we're talking about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. A lot of good information is something that people can use all over, as well as just in their general area. Wow!
But it's nice. Yeah, we have as I was saying earlier, we have a lot of homes. You know, one of the issues that we're dealing with nationally is that builders haven't been building a lot of homes since 2007. So there's a real shortage of available housing. I think Denver had less than a 30-day stock a few months back. And nationally, we only have like a 4.5-month stock of homes. And I'm afraid that's going to even get shorter. And, you know, not to say that all the whole country is that way, but a lot of places where we definitely are seeing real shortages in housing. And, you know, we have a lot of homes that are 20 years old now. And they're good homes. They were designed to last for 50, 70 years. You know, there's plenty of life in these homes, but they haven't been updated at all. What really amazes me is what people, for example, it's like, okay, so you've got a young couple, you barely got some money for their down payment, and you put them you get them a house, and that's wonderful. But you know what? It's almost a disservice with the programs that are available that they don't have new appliances and they don't have new carpeting, you know, even if it is a 20-year-old house. And there's these programs that you can finance all that, you know, the 203K. And I talk about all that stuff. And I educate those home buyers about. And then, of course, you know, I'm going to a lender who knows how to do those particular financing. And
I've read your information is very educational. You've got really good deep, you know, and that kind of the years you've been in the industry, the way you know it inside and out, and how you come up with it. I've seen they're really, really very informative, which is why you're getting up there, huh? You're giving good information, good content. Excellent.
Yeah, and that's what Google, and of course the people Google G plus that, and Google says, okay, this is relevant, and it's pushing to page one, and that's how I'm going to showcase my network on page one is the audience. It's a lot of work that I do, but a lot of it is existing content. I mean, your network, I'm sure a lot of people that are listening today, they have a blog. A lot of people do, and they've got some really good things to say. But unfortunately, a lot of that good information doesn't get out, circulate to the right location, because we're sharing it, but we just can't. We have these platforms that really home buyers aren't, you know, it's not reaching a lot of home buyers. Whereas that's what I was trying to solve, saying, okay, well, you know, the obvious solution is Google search. It's page one, and you solve your problem. but that's easier said than done. I can assure you. But we're there. We're getting there.
Can they go to 203knetwork.org to
That's my blog. That's the link to my blog.
Okay.
Every page has got me. It's got my communities. It's so wired in with me. It's so easy to reach me, to find me on any blog page, because I'm so connected in with social media.
The homebuyer's corner, you know, we're speaking with Wes McKibben. And with the Home Buyer's Corner, and this has been very enlightening, very, very wonderful, and everybody needs to jump on board with this, with what you're doing. I know you have closed groups, so it's by invitation only, but this is, and you've got 2,500 communities ready to go, huh? 2,500 cities that are almost ready to go. They still need more content, right, because people are interested.
Right. They're built. I built out I scaled them out. So I have and basically they're sitting on page two on Google search.
Wow.
If you went to like Arden Arcade and you typed in Arden Arcade, California, FHA 203K mortgage lenders, you would see, actually that kind of scooted up to page one. It's already sitting there.
Love it.
You know, a lot of the cities like in Colorado that I haven't really been able to devote a lot of time to, they're just sitting there on page one. I mean, page two. Quiet. when they're customized. And then as soon as I throw the content in there, they'll change one thing.
I love it. Wonderful. Gosh, we have to get into this. Is just one of the great, and I'm glad everybody's on today and they'll be listening later. I know we'll get a lot of downloads to go in here and dig in. And I'm gonna connect with you through Facebook, I think, too, huh? Gotta do the Facebook link constantly. Connect with you.
Right. Wait, you know what? It's basically, you just find just Wes McKibben on Facebook. And join with me. And then I have the Homebuyer's Corner, which you can find on my Facebook page. I have a group. It's on the left side of the page. A little bit, scroll down a little bit. And if you're a real estate professional, join the group with us. We've been around there for several years. There's a bunch of us, every property. It's a great group. There's about 2,600 of us in there just to, you know, and if you need to talk to me, it's a great place to message me. And I do get on the phone. I just, you know, most people say, hey, can you have time to talk? And if it deserves, you know,
that's okay.
A verbal conversation.
Hey, you're with the time. You're definitely with the time. You know, I'm more of the old-fashioned, like, got to grab that phone. I love it. Oh, this has been great. This has been great. And we have to do some more together, too. This is just wonderful. And,
okay. Well, I appreciate you invited me to that.
This is just wonderful. You've just really, like I say, again, I've said it a few times, you've cracked the code. You put in those hours and hours of, and it's paying off, and knowledge, and want to see it blossom and blossom. So we're almost at the end of the show. So I'm going to give your contact information one more time, and then we'll just kind of wrap everything up. And just anything you want to tell our listeners, just as a final part.
Yeah, if anybody, the best place to get me is find me on Facebook. It's just look for me on Facebook under Wes McKibben. But that one's an easy one. If you need my phone number, it's 615-844-4085. You just love to talk to anybody who'd like to learn more about what we're doing.
I love it. It's just you're up there in the first place, which is so hard to do organically, too. And, I want to get you, this is going to be fun. We all need communities and networking, and it's just great what you're doing for the buyers and sellers as well. It's just, so to everybody out there, I thank you so much. Will you come back soon? We'll have you out. Maybe we can have you on a teleseminar for our group, too, if that works for you. Is that good for you, Wes?
Oh, sure. I'd love
yeah.
that. Oh, that'd be great.
And I think we could do another webinar, too, and kind of tie it all in together. And I just love this Internet. It just makes it so much easier. And you're giving such good, solid information. That makes it much better, too. Nowadays, with the way it's changed, you Google things and you get so many things that are just like, is this true? Is this not true? Is this solid? And that's another thing the agents and brokers can benefit from you, what you're doing, too, and the lenders. That it's solid, good, solid information. So thank you so much. We will talk to you soon. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.